Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday here on The Fan. Once we wrap up here, we will be kicking it over to right across the river to Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman for Ducks pregame show brought to you by Coors Light. They're going to be over at Grand Central Bowl right off of Hawthorne?
Morrison. 6th and Morrison.
Question mark.
No, I'm 36, and I've been going to Grand Central for many years.
Hawthorne's the next street, I believe.
6th and Morrison.
Playing some bowling, huh? Putting some spin on that thing.
I love Grand Central, actually. They got all the
hitting TVs. That 7-10 split.
Well, before UFC and, like, boxing matches were all, at least most of them now, available on, like, Netflix and streaming services, when the pay-per-view stuff was still going on, Grand Central would have those events where you could pay, like, $10 to get in and watch the fight. And it was always such a fun place to be. It was a blast, man. Bowling, watching fighting, or football today. Yeah, go stop by.
Get your Pete Weber on.
Jesus.
And Duke is putting the beating on Syracuse. I see him.
Huh? What's going on?
Football? Oh, by the way, I did see some OSU Scott Barnes, Trent Bray storylines here. Apparently, Trent Bray was asked in the press conference following the loss to Houston last night if he was scared about conversations that were maybe tough coming from Scott Barnes here soon. And reportedly, Scott Barnes scoffed at the reporter that asked that question. This was a question to Trent Bray, and Barnes was in the audience there and scoffed at that. So
he scoffed, huh?
Scoffed.
Who do you think you are?
I am. Scott Barnes knows he is him, so doesn't sound like, at least from the reaction to that reporter's question, that he is eyeing the job of Trent Bray, which I would say is frustrating if you're a Beavers fan.
No.
We'll see.
You shouldn't be shocked. I mean, they're just, it's a weird complacency they have right now over there, so I don't know.
You want me to be good, Scott Barnes scoffs? No. You want me to try? No.
Yeah. I just can't wait till the new Pac-12 just gets started, and I'm just tired of the conversation.
Why? So they can suck there?
It's running me ragged at this point. It sucks. We're here. Now this, can we just move forward? But also, Oregon State, when they have moments like last night, it makes it tough not to just be like, this does suck.
Well, they play Washington State twice next season,
tough,
too.
It's a tough conundrum to be in.
Weird situation.
NFL, though, is going on this weekend, too. Good little matchups to wrap up the epic sports weekend that we have. And again, Europe is still dominating Ryder Cup. The NFL slate, we got a Dublin game, got the Ireland game tomorrow, the Vikings versus the Steelers. That one kicks off at 6:30 a.m. Our time over in Ireland. And then some other matchups that we have this weekend. We've got Eagles Bucks, 2-3-0 teams going against each other. That is a rematch of the
division title.
Was it wild card or division?
I thought it was division year. But I got it.
I think it was, no, because the Eagles played the Packers, and I don't think they played in the playoffs last year. I think it was the year before that they were in the playoffs against each other, Eagles Packers or Eagles Buccaneers, excuse me. But that will be the matchup tomorrow, 2-3-0 teams. We also have the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas, which that will be a bloodbath. I do not like the assumption, though, that Micah Parsons is going to sack Dak Prescott. They asked Micah Parsons, they're like, oh, what's it going to feel like sacking Dak Prescott? He's like, oh, it's going to be painful. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like that. I don't like that. You just assume.
What's your prediction for the fight?
You're gonna.
Yeah.
I don't think that is gonna happen. I say that as a win. If the Cowboys get out of there with Micah Parsons not sacking.
I mean.
But quite honestly, I think it would be hilarious if Micah Parsons just had like a 4-sack game.
I think.
And they just show Jerry Jones up in the booth just every time it happens. That would be hilarious.
I think he's going to make Dak Prescott really uncomfortable. And sometimes it's not necessarily about attacking or about sacking someone and really getting to them. Sometimes it's just about making them force a pass that they probably wouldn't have forced before, or making them throw it out of bounds, you know, a couple times in a drive. Like, if Micah Parsons can get to him a little bit, we know he's fast enough, and he hasn't got a chance to get to Dak like that. In practice, you can't touch the quarterback, obviously. So I'm sure there's a part of him that, you know, Dak got paid a couple years ago. You know, I'm going to show you that I should be the one that should have got paid. So I think there's a lot riding for him on this game. If you've ever – I'm a person that transferred schools, right? And so – I played with, you know, one group, and I didn't feel like I was getting the run I should have got. And then I went somewhere else where I really felt like I didn't get the run I should have got. And so it was kind of one of those things. When I got ready to play that team, you're up. You're up for that game. So when you don't play, when somebody decided you weren't worth the money or anything like that, yeah, Micah Parsons is going to be motivated to go out there and cause disruption for this Cowboys offense for sure.
Serious question. You think he's going for knees?
I don't think he's going to hurt anybody.
Is he going for?
I'm not even joking. That is a serious question.
If Jerry was literally, yes. I mean, Jerry, you're being serious. Sure. He's going after knees, like just in trying to injure guys that he was in the locker room with for like five seasons that are probably close friends.
Man,
like
screw those guys,
I understand.
Right now.
Why is he saying it's going to be painful then? What is it going
to
be?
I think he meant it's going to be painful, like it's going to hurt for me to like have to sack one of my friends.
Oh, get the hell out. God, AAU culture and leagues together playing growing up. Just stop.
Here we go, Jordan.
Can we just please compete with each other and not, oh, we're going to be friends. We're going to be buddies.
I think that's going to happen. It's just, again, you do have to realize these are humans and they have relationships and hang out with these people and every single day, like, it's like literally working with someone for 5 years and then having to go against them just a few weeks after hanging out with them all the time. And like there is some sort of mental emotion like there that does come into play sometimes.
Yeah, they're still the homie. Like you don't want to hurt them, but you'd be lying if you said you didn't want to. This has to be your best game. So far we've seen Micah perform okay, right? He's been good. He's been a disruptor in the game, but he hasn't had that signature game yet. I think he's praying that this is the one, and I think he's going to do everything in his power to make sure it is. He's going to hit Dak hard, but no, I don't think he's trying to hit him, but somebody's, you know, catching some type of a screen pass or something like that, and Micah gets a chance to catch him, then maybe, but yeah.
Again, there's part of me as a Cowboy fan that absolutely hates Jerry Jones and everything he's done to this team. I hope Micah goes off. I think it would be hilarious. And then every time that he makes a big play, gets a sack, does something, they show Jerry up in the booth.
I'm sure him and Dak are friends. There's just got to be some animosity from Micah to Dak that, yo, this team didn't pay me.
They paid
me.
You. They paid you. Yeah. I'm sure he wants to hit him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, you know.
But he tries to hit his homeboy, who is CJ Stroud. So, yeah, he's not tripping about us being friends. Like, if we're friends, I'm still trying to hit you.
Another interesting game on the NFL slate because the team that loses this game drops to 1-3, Ravens Chiefs.
That's the one that everybody's got circled today.
That's 125 on CBS, which I think that will be on CBS here locally.
It better be.
They might do Bears Raiders, but God, I pray that it's Ravens Chiefs.
It better be.
But, yeah, I mean, Ravens-Chiefs, again, loser of that game goes down to 1-3, which there's part of me that definitely wants to see that happen to the Chiefs and see what they do the rest of this season because they have not started off 1-3 under Patrick Mahomes since he's been in the league, and I would just kind of love to see their backs against the wall and how they actually respond because it just seems like everything's been all merry, everything's great, works out for them in the end. They play a terrible game for 3.5 quarters but still somehow end up winning it. When their offense isn't great, their defense is. When their defense is great, their offense is. Want to see them finally face some adversity and just be like, OS, we need to figure this out. They did not look good against the Giants last week.
No,
let's be real.
Really, honestly, for both teams, the wheels have really fallen off since the playoffs. Like, neither team has looked good.
Ravens' offense has looked
great. They just haven't, their defense hasn't been able to close games.
I mean, they still have put up.
That said, I still trust the Ravens more than I trust the Chiefs right now. We talked about this last year.
119 points for the Ravens offense in three games.
No, so the offense is smoking. Unfortunately, their defense just can't 111. Stop. Their defense just can't stop anyone, you know, right now. And so I think that's kind of the biggest thing for them. But if you're asking me who I trust more, it's the Ravens. I think the Ravens have a better roster. We've seen last year the Chiefs kind of stumble through the season with winning games that they were assisted with by referees and special calls or, you know, whatever
blocked
the case
field
is,
goals,
blocked field goals, all that jazz, like, kind of helped them out last year. And then they got to the Super Bowl, and we all saw, okay, this team is really far behind. So right now, I think it just might be that year that the Eagles and the Bills play each other in the Super Bowl. Like, honestly, I'm looking at both teams, and I think the Ravens can get better. I don't know if the Chiefs can. So I think this might be Josh Allen's year, finally.
Let's take a quick break. Let's look at some of the 3-0 teams and 0-3 teams, because I feel like we can each pinpoint a team that is 3-0 that we are not buying, and then a team that is 0-3 that maybe should be a little bit better than we expected, but is in a deep hole, but some historical context that shows that they can get out of it. We'll do that next year. More NFL talk on Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a Ryder Cup update. I believe they are up in one matchup. I'm trying to get it pulled up here. They just had it on the TV, and then, of course, they go to Billy Bob Thornton talking about T-Mobile and open up a can of whoop-up.
You know, some people, they don't believe me.
T-Mobile. Listen to me. I'm country now.
I like Billy Bob.
Hey, Bad Santa was great.
Did you ever see Monsters Ball? Get out of here.
I did not. Awesome. Yeah. Did not dabble in Monsters Ball.
Go. There's a very specific scene you need to check out.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Damn it. Where's this Ryder Cup leaderboard?
Oh, can't talk about it, huh?
Son of a B.
Okay, let's talk about the Bears.
No, let's not. The Bears? Why would I talk about the Bears?
Still mad about last week?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. That Cowboys secondary, that might be the worst unit in all of the NFL. Like, it is.
That's why he doesn't want to talk about the Bears today.
That is putrid.
I lost me some secondary money on them Cowboys.
Oh, that was a stinky line all week.
It was.
I remember seeing the line on Monday or Tuesday last week, and I was like, Cowboys are favored by 1.5. I was like, that is PU.
Cowboys are
what
favored?
What is happening?
That is what I stinky. Said. Right now, Justin Thomas, Cam Young, they are down 2 to Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. They are 2 up through 6. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, they are losing to Scotty Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau. Scheffler and DeChambeau are up 1 through 6. J.J. Spahn, Xander Schauffele tied with John Rahm and Sepp Straka through 4. And then Sam Burns, Patrick Cantlay tied with Tyrell Hatton and Matt Fitzpatrick through 4. That is your Ryder Cup leader update. 8.5 to 3.5. The U.S. needs a big, strong finish today to be able to give themselves a chance for tomorrow. In the NFL, we got some 3-0 teams. I believe that there is one that we are all not buying out of this. Maybe 2, but I would say 1 in particular. Here are your 3-0 teams. You got the Chargers, the Eagles, the Bills, the Buccaneers, the 49ers, and the Colts. When does the Colts magic run out? Because I thought it would be last week. Granted, they were playing the Titans, so I you know, probably shouldn't have thought it was going to happen against the Titans, who are the worst team in the NFL. But this can't. There's no way that this Colts team is going to keep doing this, right?
I mean, why not? You know,
I refuse to believe that Daniel Jones is this good all of a sudden.
He's got an offensive line,
he's been playing for a long time. He's got, like I said, he's got a line.
Is that an indicator that you can just be good? Is just, hey, he played for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's taking his lumps, and you know, but
I do like Shane Steichen.
Yeah, Shane Steichen is a much better coach than than Dable or, you know, anybody else that's been up there in New York. Like, he's got, you know, Micah Pittman, and, you know, he's got a nice little group of receivers that are young and he's still figuring things out. Like, Jonathan Taylor is playing good football if you're a fantasy owner right now. Like, there's a lot to like if you're, you know, if you're a Colts fan right now.
They take on the Rams this week in L.A., 105 kickoff there. I remember when the Saints, like, started on fire last year, their first two games. Might have beat the Cowboys by like 30 in week two or something like that. That's what I was expecting to happen this last week against the Titans, where I'm like, okay, this is their comeback to earth moment.
Right.
No, they scored 41 and they looked just as good as they did the weeks before. Now, granted, they should have lost that game against Denver. The Broncos definitely gacked that. But you have played the Dolphins and the Titans, two of the worst teams in the NFL. At some point, I feel like the magic's got to run out for Daniel Jones. I mean, not this good.
And he won a close one, you know, against the Broncos, like, which is a pretty good defense and an offense that is able to move a little bit right now. You're seeing what Bo Nix is able to do as the leader there, and he beat a good Broncos team. So, albeit at home, but he still beat him. So, I mean, I think sometimes it's a matter of where you are. Like, I feel like there are certain places in football in particular, and we can say this about basketball and baseball too, but more so in football, like, it's where players just go to die. Like, I mean, and really the Giants and Jets are just teams that you guys like Sauce Gardner and all these guys that play in these bum-ass cities that just can't seem to get it right. And then they go somewhere else, and what do you know? They pop. Nobody remember Marshawn Lynch used to play for the Bills, right? He was good, you know, as a Bill, but it was like he wasn't. And then he came to Seattle where they had all the right stuff in place. Oh, beast mode. That's what that is.
Well, another example of a 3-0 team that their quarterback was just about done in this league. That was Baker Mayfield, man. Like, by the time his Browns tenure was done, and then he went to Carolina and then was able to play a few games with the Rams at the end of their season that, you know, might have reignited, you know, his fuel and his game to bring it to levels and understand the game and play it in a way that he hadn't before. Like, that quick little Ram stint for him, I think, was a huge career saver. And then look at him this last, you know, 3 years with the Bucks, man. It's been, you know, 2 years and a few games with the Bucks, but it's been unreal. Honestly, like, a total rebound for his career.
Has there been a bigger 180 in football than we've seen with Baker Mayfield, as far as a player that was just a complete ass for the most part?
He was almost done and like out of this league or just, you know, perennial backup.
And on top of being all that, man, Baker was hard to like for a lot of people. You know, he had a lot of FU in him, and Baker was kind of hard to like. And then I think really what it was, more than just that year that he had there, was that year in Carolina and being that bad and not being able to really figure out which way is up, and that was a humbling moment for him and being put on the bench and all that stuff. So yes, Baker Mayfield has developed into the player that I think a lot of us thought he would be when he was picked first overall, and now he's just out there doing. Since last year, he has been obviously the best quarterback they've had since Brady left, but man, Baker Mayfield, I believe in this Buccaneers team. I believe in Baker Mayfield.
I love the Bucs. I can't get enough of them. To the flip side, talking about some 0-3 teams now. There are basically every 0-3 team, I would say that everybody's like, yeah, not surprised by that, except one, like Jets 0-3. Yeah, not surprised. Saints, definitely not surprised. Dolphins, vibes are off all offseason, not surprised there. Titans, Giants, I mean, they were top picks last year, 0-3. Houston Texans, though, 0-3. Yeah. Now that offense is downright putrid. I want to say they have scored the least amount of points in the NFL this season so far. I'm going to make one little click to see if that is correct. Yes, 38 points for the Houston Texans, dead last in the NFL. That defense is not the problem. That was clear as day coming into the season. They got dudes at all three levels. But that offense, maybe it was getting rid of Tunsil on the left-hand side there, their left tackle. CJ Stroud has no time to throw. Really, outside of Nico Collins, I mean, what weapons do you have? They are scrambling right now to try and figure out a run game because they don't have Joe Mixon. They might not get Joe Mixon back. The way that D'Amico Ryans is talking about Joe Mixon, it is very past tense. Like, oh, we're appreciative of everything Joe's done for this team. It's like, is he dead?
No, he's
like,
not coming back.
Is everything okay? So they're scrambling, and 0-3 teams, well, we all know it. It is very hard to make the playoffs, but the saving grace that the Texans have is that the last 0-3 team to make the playoffs, the 2018 Houston Texans. They went 0-3 to start, then they rattled off 9 straight wins to end up, I believe, winning the division that year, but they finished this season 11-5. But the way that this offense looks and the way that C.J. Stroud has looked, and if Nico Collins isn't going to, you know, step up and play as his best, it's kind of like, who else? Who else is going to show up for that team?
Well, it's definitely not Christian Kirk, who was on the fantasy team that I played last week, and we completely demolished him. And,
you know, it's not going to be Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz isn't going to be the guy to do it for you either. And so it has to be Nick Chubb, Nico Collins, or C.J. Stroud. And when everybody knows that's what's happening for you, it's tough. This almost kind of reminds me of that Ravens team that won the Super Bowl back in 2000, I believe it was. I can't really remember what year it was.
The Dilfer year?
Yes.
And Randall Cunningham, you know, as yeah. well.
Yeah, right? You know,
it was like a two-quarterback. Yeah, it was a two-quarterback attack.
But you had an offense that just couldn't move the ball, yikes, like at all. I mean, even they had Shannon Sharp on that team, and they just could not get to the next level on offense. You know, they couldn't get a first down, but you had a defense that was just shut down. Again, every level, they had a dude at every single position. And that's what this reminds me of. And they're going to have to eke some games out. And they haven't put up 20 points at any point this season. Now, it's only been 3 games.
Now, their offense is really, really bad.
But there's been 3 games of their – and they're really, I don't think the teams that they played have scored 20 points. So it's not like –
the Bucks were the only team to do it.
Yeah, the Bucks put up exactly 20 points. And so you're losing games by less than 3 touchdowns. That's a problem. Like, and if your offense, if you got a quarterback, this stud in C.J. Stroud, because he is a stud, and he hasn't been able to show what he can do because you haven't gotten him any weapons. Losing Laremy Tunsil is a bigger deal than people want to make it out to be. Absolutely is. And now that you don't really have that protection, the offense isn't moving the way it's supposed to. You're leaning solely on your run game because you don't have any receivers. It's a mess right now. It's an S show.
Well, every year, you know, we look at teams that are how successful are they in the one possession games. And that leads to a lot of playoff berths or playoff misses. And right now the Texans, they are on the flip side of that. Whereas a team like the 49ers are on the great side of that. 49ers 3-0 in one possession games. They're eking them out, but they're finishing the job. Whereas the Texans are 0-3 in one possession games. I believe the Buccaneers as well. Same thing, 3-0, but they're all in one score games. They're getting the job done. So the Texans, it's going to be a tough uphill climb. And the only thing that is going to give me saving grace is that that division is not very good. It doesn't seem like, you know, outside of the Colts, anybody wants to go and win that thing. And we'll see what happens with the Colts the rest of the season. I'm still not buying it.
I mean, we could say the same thing for the Buccaneers. That division is awful. And if they can just go ahead and keep doing what they're doing, like, that's going to be an easy ride into the playoffs.
Yeah. No, a lot to still be sorted out. The Texans this week, they will take on the Titans, who are another 0-3 team. Must-win game for the Texans if they want to. I mean, talk about 0-3 teams that have made the playoffs. Outside of that 2018 Texans team, the 1998 Buffalo Bills with Doug Flutie, 95 Detroit Lions. I'd have to see, you know, I'll do a quick Google, 0-4 teams that have made the playoffs.
I don't know if there's very many of them.
I have no idea if there's a complete list of 0-4 teams to make the playoffs. Got some 0-3 teams. I mean, the 92 Chargers, it looks like. They started 0-4, finished 11-5. That's the only one I'm seeing here. So it's basically a nail in the coffin for teams to start 0-4 and not make the playoffs. So,
well, a whole month of losing football can't be a good thing.
No. No, it's not, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for Who Do You Love? Let me get the standings pulled up currently. God, why do I got to do this? Why do I got to look at these stupid standings? Right now, I am 1-5.
You were so happy to look at the standings last season.
Yeah, like you knew exactly what the standings were. Now all of a sudden, no.
Hey, y'all say that.
I don't know.
The one game I won last week was LSU -42 over Damn. Southeastern of Louisiana. When I got that game, when we did this last week, it was 42 at kickoff. It was 49.5. So a lot of people jumped on that that LSU over the 42, 43, or 44, and it just kept going up. But I lose Buccaneers -6.5 because the Jets decided they wanted to block a field goal at the end and return it for a touchdown, which is also the reason why you two won your Eagles bet -3.5
hey.
Because the Eagles decided to block. Man, that must have felt made you feel sick,
that
Jordan.
That was awesome.
Resident Rams fan.
I mean, I'm a huge Rams fan. That sucked, but I actually did put a parlay in that won because of that last second play.
You're like,
so
yes!
Thank you, Philly.
No! Yes! God, go! Wait! Tackle him!
It's only week three, at least week four now, but it was week three, so I'll take the money win. If it were like week 16, I think I'd probably be more pissed about the Rams losing.
And then I took Illinois to cover 6.5. They didn't do that, did they?
They did not do that.
Oh, no. So sorry, Rashad.
That's all good, man. I still believe in my Illini. They're
You're
doing well
fighting
now.
A Illini? And then your guys' other picks, you took the Cardinals to cover 1.5 against the 49ers, and they had a chance there at the end.
Almost.
There was a holding in the end zone that gave the Cardinals a safety. They go up, I believe, 2, and then they had the ball with like 3.5 minutes left to go. And their offense, I don't know if you watched it last week against the 49ers or you watched it this last Thursday against the Seahawks. Outside of about 4 minutes in that Seahawks game, that offense was an absolute affront to society. I wanted to take an ice pick to my brain
man,
and
I
wanted a lobotomy
man.
To forget everything I had watched from that Cardinals offense. That was putrid. But they did not cover that 1.5 against the 49ers. And then your Baylor Bears. How dare you go against Kenny Dillingham and the Sun Devils?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Forks up. Stomp at the bus. What are you doing, bud?
I don't know what I was thinking.
And then
it's my own fault.
This is in Illinois territory. Jordan taking Cal -14.5 against San Diego, and then they proceed to lose 34-0.
Just got their ass handed to them.
The worst part about that is Cal's first drive in that game. It was like a 20-play drive for 80-something yards, 10.5 minutes, and then they turn over on downs. And I was like, oh, my God, all that for literally nothing.
It didn't matter because they couldn't score the rest of the damn game anyways.
Yeah,
God.
It was rough. It was rough.
Thanks, JKP, you JK.
All right, but we go to this week. We carry on. We move forward. And I'm going straight pettiness with my first pick. I am going up the road to Seattle, Washington, Ohio State at Washington. There's part of me that wants to just take the points and go over 54.5. But I'm going to take Ohio State to cover the 8.5 while everybody is hyping up this Washington offense and how great it is. And it is great. They've got some great players. They've got some great playmakers. That Ohio State defense, I think, is elite. It's going to keep them in check, and they're going to do just enough offensively in Washington to give themselves, I'll go with the 14-17 point victory, but that is enough to cover. So Ohio State -8.5.
Man, Ohio State.
And I really want to see Washington
Ohio
just get
State
embarrassed.
Ohio State is going to demolish Washington.
I pray.
It's
that would
not,
be just hilarious.
Not be close, man. I'm going with the matchup of the undefeateds, man, with the Eagles visiting the Bucks today, man, both teams.
Tomorrow,
excuse me. Dang, I keep forgetting it is not Sunday right
you
now.
Idiot.
Yes, tomorrow with the Eagles visiting the Bucks, man, both teams riding high. Right now, really, I think the Eagles have played better teams. Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Eagles to win that game.
The Eagles are getting into Chiefs territory where it's like, They can't keep getting away with this. All right.
It's gonna, the walls are gonna come crashing down at some point. I don't think it's gonna be today though against this Bucks team. So the spread is 2.5. I think that's about right.
2.5 Eagles. 2.5. That's what you're going with?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that Eagles train for another week, huh?
I got to, man. Until they show me otherwise, I have to.
Whatever. All right, Jordan.
I'll start with the Washington-Ohio State game, too. I think it's going to be a high-scoring one. I know Ohio State's defense is great, but I hate to say it. Yeah, Damon Williams looks all right, a quarterback for Washington as well. What is it, 54.5?
54.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on that one.
You're going 54.5 over, eh? That's what you're doing, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going over to the NFL. There are some juicy ones out there. There's some intriguing ones, but the stinky ones, as always. I am right now looking at this Chargers-Giants game. Giants first game with Jackson Dart at quarterback, going up against a nasty Chargers defense. I know that it's a long travel for Los Angeles. They got to go from one corner of the country all the way to the other, but I think that you are going to get a classic rookie starting his first game, going up against a really good defense, going up against a coach and a quarterback that are infinitely better than their coach and quarterback. Dable loses his job this year. He could be the next coach that's possibly fired. I understand that Dart is his guy, but I think what you're going to see the rest of the season is that Dable is not the guy and that he is the problem with this Giants offense. Chargers, -6.5. They definitely win this by a touchdown or more. Definitely.
I'm kind of pissed off at the NCAA because their scheduling this week is awful as far as when they're putting games on TV. Because
there's a lot of good games
there. There are, but at the same time it's that tough. Oregon is playing Penn State, man, Alabama is playing Georgia.
Yeah.
The Tide is taking a visit over to Athens, and they're I think Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite, 3.5.
Watch Alabama lose week one to Florida State and end up just running the table in the SEC and winning the SEC and being a top four seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that'll happen. Georgia still looks like Georgia, even though they just kind of eked their last game out against Tennessee. But man, I like Georgia so much, and they're really a team that's hard to bet against, much like the Eagles. So the spread is 3.5. That sounds about right, but it wouldn't shock me if Georgia end up winning by like 7-10. So yeah, I'm gonna say Georgia by a touchdown.
Georgia -3.5, eh?
Yes, sir.
All right. From Georgia to Jordan.
Going baseball. This is the two final games coming up for the Seattle Mariners. I think Cal Raleigh will hit number 61 today against the Doyers. He is +250 to do so. So I'm throwing some cash.
Whoa.
On Cal Raleigh to hit a home run +250.
Whoa. I'm getting crazy here.
Damn right, baby.
Player prop bets.
That's a big, big reach. But man, he had one last night. It was like to the longest part of the ballpark. So he's obviously still swinging for the fences. And Mariners have the number two seed locked up. They cannot win the one seed in the AL. So essentially, they're just resting their horses. And Cal's going to be DHing for the next 2 days.
There's part of me that wants to stick to my guns and go with an absolutely ridiculous spread again for the second week in a row. Like, I'm looking at this Missouri UMass game. Missouri is a 44.5-point favorite.
Do you know UMass has never been ranked in the top 25?
Ever in their history? That does not surprise me at all. That is, I mean, they're perennially one of the worst college football programs every single year.
I mean, they used to be good at basketball at one point. That was like late 80s, early 90s.
Was that the sixth man? Was that UMass? Or did they play? No. The sixth man with Marlon Wayans
was Washington.
They play UMass in the championship game, I want to say.
Yeah.
If I have my memory.
It's a great movie.
It's a movie.
It's a great movie. Stop it.
I don't know if I'd say great. You know,
yeah, it's Kadeem Hardison and Marlon Wayans at its finest, man.
I think it is considered a movie by the Motion Picture Association of America.
You're a hater, man.
No, my last game, I do want to go that 44.5 Missouri, but I am going to go Baylor -21.5 over Oklahoma State. I know they just fired Mike Gundy. You can do the whole, hey, interim coach rally thing for Oklahoma State. They are at a very low point. That team is just, they're so bad. They're so
I'm 40.
Bad. You're a man and you're fired is what you are, because that team is putrid and you did nothing to make them better. And I don't think they get the interim coach lift. I think this is Baylor trying to bounce back after losing to Arizona State last week and taking their first conference L after getting a big win earlier this year against SMU. Yeah, give me Baylor over Oklahoma State minus 21.5.
All right, come on, home team, because I'm going with the New England Patriots, favored by 4.5.
You sound so confident in that.
I mean, they're playing the Panthers, so it's like, all right,
one,
right?
Bro.
They're playing the Panthers, so it's like, all right, man, I think the Patriots are better than the Panthers.
Hey,
like,
Panthers are on a heater.
Are they? Because they won one in a row?
Hey, they got a shutout, and Bryce Young only had to throw for like 60 yards.
I will say this, in the three losses that we, or the two losses that the Patriots have had, they have looked good in some of those games until they end up S in the bed and end up losing the game. So they lost by 7 to the Steelers. They lost by 7 to the Raiders. So they're just right there. They just need to be able to do a little bit more. If there's any week that you're going to get your thing right, it's going to be this week against the putrid Panthers. Even though they have the same record, the spread is 4.5. I think that's perfect. I'm taking that.
New England, 4.5, eh? All right. I'm going to mark that red already as incorrect because I do think that'd be kind of funny. I mean, if the Patriots lose that game, that is red flags.
I'm not wearing any Patriots gear for the rest of the year if they lose that game. It's over for the year.
Hey, if Cowboys get a dub against the Packers Sunday night, I'm wearing my Cowboy sweatshirt next weekend. It's happening.
I've noticed you keep a lot of it in the closet these days.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Blazer shirt today.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, season's right around the corner, baby. Scoot Henderson, torn hamstring. Let's go.
8 weeks. All right.
Last pick, Jordan.
I mean, I think I got to go with the obvious one. I do think the Ducks are going to win today. I want to take the money line, but I'm not going to. I'll just pick them to cover 3.5. Yeah, that's a trap line. Vegas is like, oh, Duck fans bet this line. Yeah, I'm going to do exactly that. I just think Oregon's offense is better, and I think people are overselling Penn State a little bit. Just putting them in the top five to start the year, like, come on. We're on our skis a little bit. Let's give some love to Oregon. They're covering.
Well, I hope you're right, Jordan. For my sake, for Ducks fans' sake, for all our sake, I hope you are right. That is Who Do You Love? We do it every week, and we will take a break, wrap things up, and give our final predictions for this Oregon-Penn State matchup later today, and then kick it off to the boys, Andy Durr Johnson, Anthony Newman. They're waiting in at Grand Central Bowling.
What's up, fellas?
On the east side. If you want to go hang out during a pregame show, you can do that. But let's wrap things up here on Sports Saturday on The Fan. All right, wrap things up here on this Sports Saturday of this action-packed sports weekend. Right now, Ryder Cup update. It's a really small font. McIlroy, Lowry up 1 over Thomas and Young through 8. And everything else is tied. Every other matchup is tied right now. Fleetwood and Rose tied with Scheffler and DeChambeau. They're about to wrap up hole number 8 here. Tommy Fleetwood putting for birdie to win the hole, which would then put them up 1. You also got Jon Rahm, Sepp Straka tied with JJ Spahn and Xander Schauffele through 6. And Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick tied with Patrick Cantlay and Sam Burns through 6 as well. So, hey, if I would say USA, they got to win at least 3 of 4 of these matchups to give themselves any chance to make a run tomorrow, Sunday, in the final day of Ryder Cup.
Come on,
action.
America.
Let's go.
Come on, man. Do something.
For God's sakes.
Wait, is it United States or America? Which one?
Well, I mean, it's USA.
Well, either one
States
works.
Of America.
I'm just saying. No, I'm saying, like, is it? Are the Canadians playing with them?
No, it's USA versus Europe. Yeah.
It's the two greatest countries in the world, man, at least according to golfers.
And Europe is a country. Didn't know that.
It's like a continent versus a country. What do you want? Yeah. Are they all from different countries, or they're all from, like, Ireland or, like, just
Well, I mean,
UK?
Jon Rahm is from Spain.
So, no, it is Europe, technically.
Yeah, and then Sepp Straka is...
What's your diversity score, European?
Sepp Straka is from Finland or Denmark?
Yeah. So it is. It's all over.
Yeah, one of the two.
Why don't we do North America versus Europe then? That doesn't make any sense.
That'd be nice. We could probably use some Canadian golfers because the U.S. Team is not getting done. Justin Rose hits a putt, which gives them the win on hole number 7, it looks like. So they just took a one-hole lead in their matchup. Okay. Big game today. Big game. A lot of people saying that it's a big game, this Oregon-Penn State game.
Is it? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck. I can't wait. I just... Everybody has been waiting for this matchup since it was announced, since the whiteout was announced. This is a huge deal, and it just sets the stage for the rest of the season. Again, going into the season, I think a lot of Oregon fans were probably going to be like, yeah, Oregon's probably going to lose that game. But the way that they have looked, the depth that they have shown has definitely changed the trajectory of and the feelings of how this game could go for Oregon. I pray that it's a win for the Ducks. It's just going to be a very, very tough environment. Final score, I'm going to go 28-27, Penn State in a thriller.
You said Penn State going to win?
Penn State, 28-27, yeah.
I don't know, man.
One-point win. So Ducks cover, Jordan.
Hey, there we go, baby.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, or maybe because I've seen Penn State play this year and I've seen Oregon play. I think Oregon's going to win this game and win by a... No, I'm not going to say a lot.
But. Well, I'm doing the reverse jinx.
Is that what that is? Okay, I was about to say, because you sound real like, all right, I'm going to go what I think is real. I think Oregon wins by 10-14 today.
Dude, please.
I'm sorry. That's just kind of what I think.
Do not apologize for that.
Yeah, I honestly think what I've seen from Oregon, their explosiveness from every single position on the offense, I honestly don't see that from Penn State. And so I think it's going to be tough to keep up with everybody. And when you have NFL caliber receivers and tight ends and things like that catch everything out there, you don't have that yet. Maybe those guys develop that or develop into that if you're Penn State, but that's not the case right now. Oregon has a guy that was already compared to the best wide receiver in the country as a freshman. So yes, I think Oregon wins, and I think Oregon wins big today. So I'll say 27-14.
Oh my God. Just right into my veins, wow. Rashad, please.
I hope so.
I never wanted you to be more right than about anything in your life than that right there. Please.
Please. Like, I think that's great. Do it.
Jordan, you got a prediction?
I
predict we get a good game. two hard-fighting teams.
You're fired. You're not doing your job, if that's just my answer. No, I'm going to go with a wacky final score, 38-36. I think there's going to be a two-point attempt. I think there's going to be some field goals. There's going to be possibly like a pick six today. It's going to be wacky. A safety could be in there. Like, 38-36, Oregon, but it's going to be a weird score because of, some different kinds of things, some trick plays.
I'm down for chaos.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very chaotic one. I'm excited.
All right.
Go Ducks, baby.
That'll do it for us. We are going to kick it over to Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman. They are waiting patiently over at Grand Central Bowling over there on the east side on Morrison, 6 and Morrison. Got it right this time.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to head there right now. Okay. So if you want to go hang out with the crew, me, sales bro Kurt Ludwig will be there. If that's not a selling point, I don't know what is. All right. But yeah, it'll be a good time over there. It is the official alumni watch party location. So every Ducks game, you can go hang out there. But we're signing off for this epic sports Saturday on this sports calendar. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
Let's go Ducks.
Wow, I feel like that's the first Go Ducks I've ever
heard. I dropped my sister off at University of Oregon on Thursday, so I'm
officially
a Ducks sibling ish. Yeah.
You're in it. You're a Ducks family.
Yeah, let's
That's
go.
Right.
Let's go.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Yeah, I love you guys. Love you all. Sko Ducks.
And thank you, everybody out there listening and enjoying this Sports Saturday. We will catch you next week at God only knows, 9 a.m. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got you guys.
All right. Have a good Saturday, everyone. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.